Super Bowl, y'all know, Chiefs won in overtime, and well, it's official, as everyone says, they're a dynasty.
Yep. Look at that.
But what was it like in Vegas? What was that experience like? Let's talk to Jen G with Vegas Starfish. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You sound tired.
Yeah.
I am. This weekend tried to kill me.
It tried, but didn't.
It tried.
It did, see you impervious.
Yeah, as a person who does, social media and posting and blogging about Vegas, this had to be the busiest you were in one weekend, right?
It was right. F1 was quite busy also, but was amazing.
It prepared you, though, for this weekend.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. This was the most fun I've ever had in Vegas, and I've been here a long time.
Wow.
All right, let's start with the most fun you had.
Yeah.
And then we'll work our way back.
The most fun was, Friday night I was invited by Fountain Blue for a pop-up for Post Malone, and I'm not a huge Post Malone fan, but I came out of there a super fan because the man just puts on a fantastic live show, and he was really excited about the Super Bowl, and it was really cool. But as we were walking out, I saw another media person that I recognized, and they gave the universal, like, come with me head signal. So we followed them into this hallway, and we were met by a VIP host and taken up an elevator. And in the elevator was Queen Latifah and several, like Fat Joe and people that I recognize kind of from the 90s.
You're in the elevator.
In the elevator. Nice. And when we got upstairs, then the doors opened. We realized we were walking into Jay-Z's, like, private party. And it was wild. It was the entire Rock Nation. Jay-Z was there. We did not see Beyonce, but it was just really, really cool. It was on the 67th floor of the Fountain Blue, best view in the city. I didn't even know the room existed, and it was so over the top. Like, they had this private sushi room set up at midnight because this was quite late. I walked into one room to take a picture with my friend, and there was a guy in the way, and I said, could you please step out of the way for me? And he said, oh, absolutely. And that guy was Leonardo DiCaprio. And I didn't
really?
Recognize
Damn!
Him.
But he takes direction. You see that. Easy to work with.
Right. He was super pleasant. And, like, it was surreal because in Vegas we have a lot of celebrities, but there's not usually such a concentrated amount of them. And I think that's part of what makes Vegas so excellent for these events is that there's really a lot of mechanisms in place to allow the big parties and the cool performances. Like, Kanye did kind of an unscheduled. We knew about it, but I don't think the public really knew about it until yesterday. Kanye did a pop-up on the Strip last night. I was at a club Friday night, XS, after the Jay-Z party. And Shaq was DJing, and after Shaq, Lil Wayne got up there and did a whole show. It was just, Vegas really has the infrastructure in place to not only accommodate and welcome celebrities and big parties, but to make it kind of accessible to everybody. Because none of the things I did, with the exception of the Jay-Z party, were available to anyone. You could buy a ticket to Shaq's DJ party, and it was all very accessible, I guess, is my point, which is very cool.
I'm surprised with all of the A-listers. I can't think of another time where there were more A-listers assembled in one place for one event. I thought there would be more crowd shots of all of these A-listers through the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And when you get 12 Taylor Swifts in, like, well, what about Jay-Z? What about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah,
what about
folks there?
I mean, those suites were just full of famous people.
Yeah.
It's not part of the storyline. That's
right,
why they can't show
it's not
anyone
part of the
else.
Script.
Right.
Right.
Taylor Swift's in the script.
Right.
Jen G
right.
is on.
Actually, the Vegas suite, if you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. If you
no,
saw
it's just
the shots from that.
Yeah. No, Vegas Starfish is an Instagram you should follow.
Yes.
TikTok.
Oh,
you follow her.
Thank you.
It's awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, so Vegas, like, the city had their own suite, of course, and that was wild. I work with the Vegas, like, accounts and social accounts quite frequently, and if I was ever going to get an invite to something, that was the one I wanted, and I now realize why I didn't, because they had Guy Fieri, they had Gordon Ramsay, Carrot Top, who's a local legend, he got his spot. But it was full of Wayne Newton. It was full of every iconic, like celebrity chef and Vegas personality. And you didn't see it during the game at all, which was surprising.
Shocking.
It was, yeah, it was stacked. But I get it. I mean, I have a friend who was at the game who was right below Taylor's suite and could see her and sent me multiple pictures of her throughout the night. But he didn't send me any pictures of the game. And I was like, what's going on here? And he's like, well, you can see the game. You can't see what Mama Kelsey and Taylor are.
Right.
And I said, okay.
That was smart thinking.
Yeah, I guess the network's thinking that there's been so much buzz about this Taylor Swift storyline that they have to show people who are tuning in not to see football, but to see those shots. They have to give them what they came for, or they'll leave.
Right.
Yeah. But, man, there are so many celebrities. Now, my son lives in Vegas, and he said that there were a lot of celebrities at Red Rocks Casino.
Oh, wow.
Red Rock, so that's the casino by my house. And
so you live in a nice area.
Yeah, it's an all right area, yeah.
You live in Summerlin?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice area. It's young money.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's my favorite property, and I spend a lot of time there. And celebrities tend to stay at resorts that are equipped to handle them. And by that, I mean back passageways, very competent staff. You don't have to walk through the main lobby. They've got private check-ins, and Red Rock is perfect for that. They have a series of suites that are butler suites where you don't ever have to come in contact with the public unless you want to. And then they have attendants in the room to kind of make sure everything you need is provided for you. I had the opportunity to stay in a few of the butler suites this past summer strictly to provide coverage for them and show people what was available. And these rooms start around $5,000 a night, but they're mostly comped for free for people who, you know, provide value to the casino, either high-ranking players or celebrities or whatever. But one of the things that's really nice about the suites is you relay to the butler what you want. Either you want, you know, a lobster tail brought to you, or you want to be walked to this restaurant and taken in a back entrance, and they just make it happen. So it's a very celebrity-friendly property. Wynn is the same way. Wynn on the Strip is very good at accommodating celebrities. Jay-Z and Beyonce were staying at Fountain Blue during the first portion of the festivities. They ended up moving to Wynn, which isn't surprising. You know, people like to move around. The majority of celebrities stayed at the Waldorf this time. Kim and her new boyfriend, Odell Beckham Jr., were there, and so was Kanye and his wife. Shakira, Paris, The Rock, they all stayed at Waldorf. Reba McEntire was at Fountain Blue. I saw her. She looked 40, which is amazing.
Really?
She's
68.
Wow.
She looks so good.
She does look good.
And she looked happy, which was awesome. She looked like she was having a great time.
Cool.
That's good. Typically, if you're going to be performing a song in front of the world, I think you'd be a little bit, you know, anxious.
Frazzled. Yeah,
for sure.
You know, so good for her. Yeah. She's been doing it so long.
She was having a drink on Friday night, like drinking alcohol, which, you know, a lot of celebrities, they don't, or they're not public about it. But she was having a cocktail and seemed very relaxed. I think she's so much of a pro at this point,
right,
that it doesn't really matter.
It's like blinking for her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She has
done
it all.
And she was with her husband and team, and I don't know what other family members there, but she was in a large group.
Jen G with Vegas Starfish on the show now. So the day of the Super Bowl, tickets typically go down because people who spend all this money are getting nervous and they want to sell them.
Yeah.
But that did not happen.
No, I was watching the inventory all day. And so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there were about 672 tickets still left online. The morning of the Super Bowl, it dropped down to like 300, then 200, then 100. And I said, okay, now is when we're going to start seeing them come down. And they weren't. They were going up in price. And then once the actual game started, that's when prices tend to plummet because people will roll in 30 minutes late. And it's no big deal. Actually, there were four tickets at the end of the first quarter, and they were all over $30,000 a seat.
Wow.
And that's when I kind of gave up on checking them. So this was the most expensive Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. And part of why that was, I believe, is because we have great weather. You know, it was sunny and warm yesterday, and we have access to all the food and amenities. So if you were in town, there was no need to go to the game. You could participate and all of the awesome stuff without going. But if you wanted to go, it was a bonus. So it's Vegas kind of gave the total package. And because it's such a busy city all the time, we had these huge brand activations. I worked with Pepsi on one of them, and they gave out tickets on the Strip, you know, 3 or 4 days before the big game. But they're able to do that because you can roll into Vegas on a Thursday and find 100,000 people, you know.
So but one of the things that Young Chess said, and this is a 30-year-old working guy.
Yeah,
he said you could walk into 7-Eleven, buy a beer, and then walk down the Strip with it.
Nice.
So that you don't have to buy a $20 beer.
No,
to be part of the festivities
exactly.
In Vegas. Like, that's what surprised me about Joe Buck's comments before the Super Bowl. They asked him if he was going to go. He said, no, it's going to be a mess. I thought, have you ever been there? Because that city is built. It was built on the premise of let's build a place to party.
Yeah.
And it's always been that way, and they can handle multiple massive parties at the same time.
Obviously, he never had.
And once again, another successful party in Vegas.
It's great,
Jen. You should have a television show. You're so damn good. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to talking to you guys again someday.
Oh yeah,
I hope
soon.
So.
Yeah, and we're linked up to all Jen's stuff, Vegas Starfish, on the radio station website.